540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Federal prosecutors are calling the 21-year-old who allegedly shared highly sensitive military secrets an ongoing national security threat, and they don't want a federal judge in Boston to let him out of jail today. Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper has our top story.
The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking classified documents online may still have access to classified materials. That, according to documents filed ahead of Jack Teixeira's detention hearing. Federal prosecutors say Teixeira posted government information to the social media platform Discord beginning in or around December 22nd, tried to obstruct the government's investigation into the leaks and should be detained because, if released, he could pose an even greater threat now that his identity is known.
House Republicans have set up a showdown with President Biden by passing a bill that would raise the debt ceiling and freeze spending at last year's level for the next 10 years. Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
The sad part here is now the Democrats need to do their job. The president can no longer ignore by not negotiating.
Mr. Biden has promised to veto the legislation. Montana's first openly transgender lawmaker, Zoe Zephyr, has been officially barred from the House floor after she said her colleagues would have blood on their hands if they banned gender-affirming care for minors.
You use decorum to silence people who hold you accountable. Then in the name of all you are doing is using decorum as a tool of oppression.
She will be allowed to vote remotely, but won't be able to participate in debates for the rest of the legislative session. Disney is suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over what it calls a targeted campaign of retaliation. CBS's Danya Backus.
There is no room for disagreement about what happened here, the lawsuit states. Disney expressed its opinion on state legislation and was then punished by the state for doing so. Last year, Disney criticized Florida's parental rights in education law, which opponents call Don't Say Gay, because it prohibits public school instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in grades K through 3.
In Texas, hail the size of tennis balls fell south of Dallas and Waco as thunderstorms whipped across the south. The National Weather Service has issued a warning about damage from flying debris and flash flooding. More Americans are squashing out their butts for good. CBS's Stacey Lynn explains.
Cigarette smoking dropped to another all-time low last year. According to a new CDC survey, 1 in 9 adults said they were current smokers. In the mid-60s, 42% of U.S. adults were smokers. E-cigarette use rose to about 1 in 17 adults.
S&P futures up 19. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
But Dom, we've been following a couple of big stories this week. Truck convoy leader has no idea where he is and is driving in circles around I-495. He didn't know precisely where he was going anyways or where he was at the time. Apparently, he put the convoy back on the road, headed back up north, and he's back in Scranton. So
I totally would have protested this tyranny, but damn, the traffic was so bad.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Greg Bach is here because it is Greg Bach Hump Day Wednesday. Greg Bach, what is this hour called?
The No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry.
It's right for today.
It's right for today.
Oh,
it's
you know right. What, Jane? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
Weekdays 11 to 2.
What do you think got me this job, Greg Bach?
Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
On Civic Media.
Happy Fun Time Ha Ha Power Hour.
And the Civic Media app.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
You need some whoop 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 boing, you know?
Absolutely.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada. Would you like to be part of an economy that runs on reciprocity, time, generosity, instead of money? Sounds pretty good.
You had me at instead of money.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mettner. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking to Kate Tsar, who is a freelance journalist based in Milwaukee, but recently had a special report in the Cap Times about the buy nothing economy that's not only happening in Madison, but it's happening across the country. It's like 7 million people. And I think it sounds utopian. And so welcome to the show, Kat.
Thank you so much for having me. So I think this is something that has always existed. People have always traded things with their neighbors, put stuff out by the dumpster, gone dumpster diving, posted stuff in the Craigslist free section. Free cycling was something that people were doing a lot and still do to this day, I think. But the Buy Nothing Project, which is the term that most people use now as buy nothing for this type of sharing economy, that started in 2013. It was started by these two women who live in Bainbridge Island, which is outside of Seattle. And they had been members of their neighborhood free cycle group. And they decided it wasn't free enough. Like, it just wasn't, there were too many rules. And they wanted to be able to just give away and get pretty much anything, you know, within the legal limit.
Yeah.
And so they started the Buy Nothing Project, which has just mushroomed, especially since 2020, since the pandemic. And it is based primarily in Facebook groups that are for your neighborhood. So Madison, for example, has at least 7 Buy Nothing groups, plus other groups that go by various names that aren't Buy Nothing. But the idea is pretty much the same, that you post stuff that you want to get rid of, or you post something that says, I need shower curtain hooks. Does anyone have some? And then someone in your neighborhood, someone in your community says, hey, you can get them from me. I'll put them in a bag on my porch. I'll hang them off my front gate. Come and get them. And so it's just a way to share things. And so I did a story on it for the Cap Times that was published last week.
And so how did you come across this and be like, as a freelance journalist, be like, this is interesting. I think something's here. Like, how did you stumble? I mean, how did you come up with this idea to look into it?
Full disclosure, I am a complete buy nothing freak myself. So usually when I've written about subcultures previously, I've been like an outsider, but this was definitely something where I am an avid buy nothing participant. I've always been like a Craigslister, a dumpster diver. I've always been into thrifting. But when I discovered the buy nothing concept, which, like I said, has always been around, but I feel like the Buy Nothing Project kind of made it more accessible and respectable and convenient by putting it into Facebook groups and organizing it, having, you know, a variety of rules that people can follow, which are pretty minimal. But I discovered Buy Nothing here in Milwaukee when I moved here in 2021. And it's been an amazing way to discover the city. I live on the South Side. I basically have learned the entire South Side by driving around and doing various pickups. So that was my entry into it. And the deeper I got into it, I was like, why is no one talking about this? This is like, so, I mean, in my group that I'm in Bayview, there are over 8,400 members,
wow,
which on the large side for a Buy Nothing group, a lot of them tend to be anywhere between, you know, 500 to 2,000. Some are bigger, some are smaller. And the group administrators I talked to in Madison said, the smaller they are, the better it works. They're sort of an ideal size. You want enough people to have it be participatory, but if it gets too big, it can get kind of anonymous. I got into this through my own obsession with it.
And I like it because it's what it feels like is it's not just about, you know, buying, not having to buy another thing. It's also not having to throw stuff out. I feel like last week, Jane and I were talking ahead of Earth Day and even on Monday, kind of what you do with stuff and the guilt you have sometimes. You're like, I don't know, do I just throw this away? Because if it's you can donate it, obviously, but it's like, as far as someone who actually is looking for that thing right now, instead of it just ending up in like a pile at Goodwill, like there's something circular around that, that it's like, it sounds really nice. And so why do you think this works and is more efficient than, you know, the free stuff on Facebook Marketplace? So same platform, there's obviously Facebook groups that are how the Buy Nothing stuff is being administered, but there's also Facebook Marketplace where you can just post free stuff. So what is it you think specifically about the groups that make it more effective?
Well, it is more effective. I actually don't really like Facebook Marketplace that much because Facebook prioritizes posts based on their algorithm, and they will often put, they want you to order stuff on, you know, and have it sent to you. Whereas, with a Buy Nothing group, or it could have any number of names. At this point, the Buy Nothing Project is, you know, what those two women started in Seattle, it's kind of gone beyond that now. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned 7 million people worldwide who participate. That's just in the groups that are counted by the Buy Nothing Project. There are also, you know, give and take groups and all these, but it's a small private group. So it's not public. It's a little bit more community-based. And it's also people who ideally live close to you. So Facebook Marketplace, you can search, you know, like 2 miles or less, but these groups really, people will post and say, hey, I live by the Avalon Theater, or I live, you know, by this restaurant or this cross street. And then you know exactly where you're, you know, going, kind of plan your pickups that way.
That makes sense.
Is there more? I mean, what you're talking about now, like my experience with marketplaces, Facebook Marketplace, is that I put something on there, I get 30 messages saying still available. Yeah. And I say, yes. Then I have to wait 48 hours for a response. And I'm like, do you want to come get this? Come see it, blah, blah. Is it still available? Yes, it is. Would you like to see it? And like, it's maddening. Like, there's two things I wanted to put on Marketplace, and now I'm terrified of doing it. Like, I have this playset in the back of my house that I don't want to scrap. If someone can use it, great. But I also don't want to be the guy like free playset. You know what I mean? Like, it almost seems like the what you're talking about has a little more panache, a little more exquisiteness to it. Whereas I'm just gonna be like, free playset, everybody. Who wants a free playset? Come to my house and come get it. You know what I mean?
It's very fast moving. Buy Nothing is very fast moving. And a lot of times people will just say, curb alert, here is all this stuff on my front lawn, come and get it.
Yeah.
And it will be gone within a few hours because people want to beat the rush.
Yeah.
And in terms of what is getting transacted, like what people are giving away and what they're asking for, it really is just anything you can possibly imagine, from furniture to leftover food to expired food to baby stuff, kids stuff.
A baby.
Someone in Madison told me that, I think this was in the east side of Madison, someone in their group actually gave away a car. a whole car.
Wow.
And a lot of times it's new stuff, you know, it's stuff that people, like, for example, I came into possession of a juicer. It was something that was sent to a family member. You know how, you know, Amazon will sometimes make mistakes, send you two. It's one of those situations.
And they're like, keep it. You're like, oh, yeah. Nice business model.
Got that with a Lego set.
We're not a juicing family. And so it was just sitting there collecting dust, but it was brand new, still in its box. And I tried selling it on Facebook Marketplace. And honestly, selling stuff online is a lot of work. And it's easier just to be like, you know, someone posted what's called an in search of post for a juicer. And I said, here, come and get it. And she was so grateful. And her gratitude was worth more than like the $30 I would have made, you know, messaging back and forth with someone and like haggling and whatever. So
we're talking to freelance journalist Kat Cesar, who recently published an article in the Cap Times about how to buy nothing and join Madison's sharing economy. And one of the stories you said in there was similar to what you just said about the juicer, which was an unused bidet that someone felt very, they're like, this is, will anyone take this? And it was like taken right away.
Because
exactly. We had over 100 people like asking for it.
Your tush doesn't touch the bidet.
No, it doesn't. It touches the seat.
But the seat stays with the toilet.
I think it depends on which one, doesn't? Don't some of them come?
The Luxors come with a thing you just put underneath the seat, and it hooks up to your wall unit and everything. You're good to go. Your tush never touches the bidet.
You're missing the overall usage, which is as a planter.
Have you seen a bidet used as a planter?
No, but I might get one.
I don't. Do you know what a bidet is, Jane?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. I'm confused now.
All right. Well, when we come back, I want to hear some of the other stories. And also, I want to hear more about your Substack. So come back in just a minute. Actually, we have more time than I thought we did. We have 2 minutes?
90 seconds.
90 seconds. That's an awkward amount of
Jane
time.
Jane means, you mean like the full-blown bidet, like an actual one like in Europe where it's like next to the toilet, Jane, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking about just the thing you buy at Home Depot as you hook into your system.
Oh, no. Okay. I was thinking about an actual bidet.
Oh, you're fancy.
I still have one we registered for one for our wedding and we have not opened it yet.
I have to install it. Do you need help installing? I can install it for you.
You should talk to Mike.
I'll talk to Mike.
All right. This is... There, we ate up the 90 seconds.
We did it.
When we come back, Kate Cesar will still be here and we will still be talking about the buy nothing economy. Would you join it? 844-967-2789. Do you want to buy nothing and give stuff away and be part of a reciprocal community? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 62. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows around 40. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs level off around 61. Cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 40s to the mid 50s. Scattered showers both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matnair. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking to Kat Cesar, who recently wrote an article in the Cap Times about the no buy or buy nothing economy that also it exists in Madison, but it's also she found it in Milwaukee. And it's basically exactly what it sounds like. It's basically being able to post things saying, does anybody want this or in search of? And instead of having to buy another, you know, cheap but readily available thing on Amazon, maybe you can get it from your neighbor, which sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos does not need your money.
No, and you don't need another. I mean, I think it's also I think about that with like the stupid stuff I've bought on Amazon that I'm like, I wonder if that could have found that of like more hangers. You know, that feels like a very obvious thing that probably someone else is also throwing away, which we also found out that you shouldn't recycle.
No, don't recycle hangers.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. But so of the stories, either your personal stories or the stories of people that you interviewed for the story, for the report, you know, what were some of the things that really stood out to you that, I don't know, sell the idea?
Well, I think one of the most surprising things that I found out is I talked to folks at Goodwill and at St. Vincent de Paul in Madison. And because I was, you know, wondering, like, with all of this stuff getting given away and traded in neighborhoods, if maybe they were seeing fewer donations at their donation sites in Dane County. And they're not at all. I mean, there's just such a glut of possessions that we have right now that basically starting in 2015, you know, when Marie Kondo's show was gaining popularity, people were like really into decluttering and then in the pandemic, people had all this time at home, you know, bored and isolated. And they started decluttering then even more. And it's just basically kept up. But the surprising thing I found out was that 30% of the donations to Goodwill end up in the garbage. And that to me was really shocking. And the reason they told me is that, you know, they want to make it, donations are the lifeblood of Goodwill of these, because that's how they make their money to support the programs that they do, mm-hmm. the charity work they do. And so they have a vested interest in making as much money from the stuff from the donations that they get. And they do sell stuff wholesale, like, you know, smushed clothes and 1,000-pound bales. But there's just a lot of stuff that cannot be sold. Chipped china, stained clothing, torn clothing, you know, old paint cans, stuff that really belongs at a landfill or just isn't really appropriate, that can't be sold in a store. And a lot of that stuff can be given away on Buy Nothing, you know? I mean... Let's take an example, like you have a t-shirt that you were making spaghetti sauce one night and you like got a little, you know, stain on it. Well, St. Vinny's is not going to want that shirt. They're not going to be able to sell it in the store, and it's not going to meet the requirements for the wholesale textile sales that they do. And so that shirt could have one more personal use or one more, you know, personal use as rags that you cut up, or you could give away some to a neighbor to use as shirts to wear when they're painting their house or something. So there's things like that, like, that wouldn't be appropriate to donate, but that you could give away and Buy Nothing, or you can get from Buy Nothing as well.
And that was there was a music teacher that you put in the story that fixed a drum. Like, as far as, yeah. like, the drum itself was broken, but she knew how to fix it, so she could fix it along with the maracas and different musical instruments that she now uses for her classroom. Because I would imagine when it comes to Goodwill or St. Vincent, you know, they have people either working or volunteers who go through the stuff that gets donated, but they don't necessarily have people who are going to fix the things that are broken.
No, and I mean, that's the thing, is that they want to make it as easy as possible for people just to, like, unload stuff from their car and donate it, but... In doing that, they're just taking like a lot of stuff that's just, you know, not good.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really interesting. And I think it would be smart then, you know, I'm not necessarily saying don't donate to, you know, these charity or thrift stores, but maybe think twice, maybe have what you donate to them and then what you give away via Buy Nothing, you know. And then there's just a lot of weird stuff that comes up on Buy Nothing because, you know, this is humanity and humans are weird. And so there's just like, there's the bidet. I mean, I don't know. I think the bidets are gaining popularity. I don't think that's so weird right now.
They're wonderful people.
Oh, good. Okay. But like when I first joined my Buy Nothing group, someone posted a tapeworm preserved in rubbing alcohol that they had pulled out of their cat's butt.
Oh, my God!
Right? I was like, what on earth is happening here? And you know what? Tons of people wanted it. You know, people are into like weird medical stuff, or they wanted to take it, show it in their science class, because apparently like an intact full tapeworm is like very rare. But so you do see like lots of really bizarre things. But I would say the most of the stuff you see on Buy Nothing is just clothes, furniture, coffee makers, just, you know, candles. Stuff like that. But that was maybe in the first couple of weeks I was on Buy Nothing, and I was like, I love this place. That is disgusting, and I love this.
I was going to say that this whole thing reminds me of radio stations years ago used to do a program called Tradio, where people could call in with whatever they had, and here is my thing, and if you want to trade me for my thing, we'll do a swap, and it was Tradio. Bringing up the tapeworm brings it to an entirely different level.
You didn't see that?
I don't think that ever happened on Tradio.
Who wants a toe? I can't guarantee it's mine.
All right. Well, we only have a minute left. So, Kat, I want to make sure that people know where to find your Substack, where they can get more of your writing.
Oh, yes. I have a Substack newsletter called Curb Alert. So I write about Buy Nothing and dumpster diving and just general thrifting, sort of on the lower end of the thrift scale of finding free things. And I really encourage people to get involved with groups like this. It's really helped me personally on a serious note. It's helped me kind of with some of my climate crisis guilt. And
I got to cut you off because we got to go to break, but it was so great to have you, Kat. I'll link all of your stuff on our show notes. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
CBS News Brief. The 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking military secrets online has a detention hearing in Boston today, and there's new information in the case. CBS's Robert Legarry.
Investigators say excerpts from the Discord group allegedly show Texera telling another user everything he shared with them was classified, and in another instance allegedly offering users to give them sensitive information on specific requests for countries and topics.
On Capitol Hill.
The yeas are 217, the nays are 215, the bill is passed.
House Republicans pushed through legislation to raise the federal debt ceiling and freeze spending at last year's levels, setting up a showdown with the president. Montana's first openly transgender lawmaker has been officially barred from the House floor for speaking out about a bill to ban gender-affirming care.
I will take the hard and moral choice and stand up in defense of the people who elected me to do so.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge. And then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Jean of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, friends.
Yeah.
I have a confession.
Jane, are you ready?
Oh, this could be good.
I hope my friend Greg.
Yeah.
My friend Jane.
Yeah.
Our friends listening. You will not judge me, but I feel like I need to admit this.
You'll feel better.
This is a safe space. You can talk to us. We're here for you, and we will. We love you regardless of what's going on.
Despite everything that's going on the Bird app.
Oh, okay.
I have, I pulled the trigger a couple weeks ago, and I am one of the dorks paying for Twitter Blue.
You're verified?
I'm not verified, because first
Jane,
of all,
I'm out.
They did not ask for my number at all, but I did, I wish I didn't have the blue check mark. Because the reason I did it, but right now, if you go to As Goes Wisconsin on Twitter, I do have a blue check mark, and it is because I'm paying for it, not because magically we got verified. Because almost everyone under a million followers now, even if you were verified, you no longer are. But I did decide to pay for Twitter Blue because of all the features that come with it, because you get an edit button. You can write more than 280 characters. You can get less ads. There's some nice benefits to it that I wanted. But if I could get rid of the blue check mark, I would. I don't care about the blue check mark. I care about the other features, because like sometimes I would go to write a tweet like, here's what's coming up on today's show. And then I have to figure out how to like abbreviate things because it was too long. Sure. And it was annoying. But I do feel like, and this is like the psychology behind what Elon Musk has done with this verification thing, is like, I feel like people are judging me.
I think personally, when I see, first of all, forgiven, you're good.
Oh, thanks.
We love you.
Okay. There's worse things I've done in life.
Well, I mean, I've seen some of the jackets you wear, but the point is, no, I mean, for what you do, for what you're doing, that's a brand name. I get that. Like, you're not some, you know, yokel in Kalamazoo with 48 followers is like, I want me a blue check mark. I think you have a certain thing to protect there. And if you're
doing. But is it protecting anything now?
I think so. Because for up and coming brands, for mid level, like with a certain amount of followers and growing, I think you do. Because I don't know. I just feel like what you're putting out there as far as your content, people need to know it's coming from you.
But here's my problem, because the verification process now, they just charge you.
Right.
It's not like I had to give them verify. I didn't have to verify anything. And maybe it's because there was already a phone number and an email address attached to my account. Yeah. But it's not like there was like, hey, we need to like make sure you are who you say you are, or you represent the brand that you say it does. And so I get it, and I thank you for being so generous with it. But it's like, it's not even that anymore. So my bigger point is like, I wanted to have a conversation to kind of just around what is happening over there and the psychology between like, what is cool and what, because it's basically gone from, if you're online, and this, I mean, because there's there was a verified check on Instagram and Facebook. So if you spend time online, this was not a new concept.
Right.
And now Elon, in the attempt to make it be a revenue stream, turned that on its head. And the same thing is happening with Facebook and Instagram, where you can pay for a check mark there too. It's not as much of a discussion that's happening over there.
Yeah.
But it's so funny of just how our brain works, as far as soon as you can just pay for it, it's no longer cool. Like,
yeah.
And I think there, it comes back to a thing of, you can't buy cool. You can't buy class, right? It's like these kind of like intangible things that no matter how rich you get, you may just not be ever.
No, I mean, but the thing is, if you get famous enough, that doesn't guarantee cool either. And
well,
I think because a lot of people on Twitter, that was like that day and day after it all happened, were, you know, I earn my blue check mark by doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm not going to pay for it, blah, 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 blah. And that's fine. And I get that argument. But after a while, you're like, you didn't mind the blue check mark a week ago, and now all of a sudden it's your enemy. Like, I guess, like, they protest too much, in my opinion. Like,
protest too much.
For me, who has never enjoyed the beauty of a blue check mark, it's sort of like watching the cool kids, like, fight at the cooler kids or the semi-cooler kids. You know what I mean? Like, we're all over here in the unwashed on the sidelines going, none of us care about you. Like, yeah, you had a blue check mark. Now you don't. Welcome to Gen Pop. It's wonderful here. Enjoy the racist tweets.
You know, I think the bigger problem, at least for me, when he took all the blue checks away, because I use Twitter so much for news.
Yeah.
And also for weather information. So now anyone can impersonate any weather agency and claim that some killer storm is coming and just screw with people. And I think it's just so dangerous.
And see, that's why I feel like news outlets, like people who provide news should get, like, they were doing this thing before. There was the yellow check mark, there was the gray check mark, there was like, have a specific check mark for news. And I don't care if it's a news outlet I disagree with, but like you're saying, like, if you're looking for weather, there should be a verification process for that, as innocuous and boring as that should be. So we just at least know.
I want to know it's the actual National Weather Service.
Yeah.
Not Franklin in his mother's basement.
Well, because what it turned into is something that is what was once useful is now useless.
Yeah.
Well, you really have to look at everything with a close eye and decide whether or not you believe this is the person or agency they claim to be.
And that's what Elon wants you to do, man. Question the reality you're standing in. Wow.
But I feel like it's just such an, I'm just interested in the psychological phenomenon of how quickly it turned and how much he miscalculated why people wanted a blue check mark. And I, you know what I mean? Cause like, it's not making money.
No,
it's not. There's a great, I think it's a great article, but, in Slate, that was published this week, called How Elon Musk Turned the Blue Check Mark into a Scarlet Letter in Slate. And I do. I feel that a little bit as far as why I chose to pay for it.
Yeah.
Is very different than because I wanted a blue check mark. It's because there are other features. And I think the fact that he conflated those two things of, you can pay for extra features that make your experience better, like an edit button, mm-hmm. like more characters, like less ads, and keep that separate from what people want to pay for, is to get that blue check mark. Because the blue check mark is just something that, it's not even a status symbol, because it's exactly what you said. It's like, it's verification.
It's
verifying who this person is.
Yeah.
And because now I scroll through Twitter and blue check marks mean nothing to me. Like, if I don't recognize, now if I don't actually recognize your name, the blue check mark doesn't make me think like, oh, who is this person that I should maybe... Do they work for an organization? Are they a journalist? Are they an elected official I haven't heard about before? No, it's just because some guy.
Well, he's made so many people angry. It says in that Slate article that they could make that blue check mark, the whole Twitter blue thing, $1 a month, and it still wouldn't sell.
I know.
Because they've just, it's now just, it's, he did, I everyone likes to like praise, not everybody, the people who praise Elon Musk like to praise his genius and his forward thinking. I truly think he thought about this one. He's like, I want to destroy it. And I did. I truly think this is what he wants. He wants to make money off of it. It's not going to do that. I think that's why he was like all of a sudden freaking out and giving away blue check marks to dead people.
Yeah. And there's some people he's just paying for. LeBron James, he's paying for. And like, that's the thing. When you talk about a scarlet letter, it's not only that there's some people who lost their blue check mark and they're like, I'm not going to pay for this. You have people actively saying, those who still have their blue check mark, because apparently anyone over a million followers, Elon's just floating them to let them keep it. But like Stephen King, LeBron James, like all these people like literally said, hey, I am not paying for this.
Yeah.
And one of the points in the article that they make that I think is so smart, imagine droves of celebrities doing this about any other product. Mm-hmm. Imagine just droves of celebrities talking about, I don't want to eat at that restaurant. I don't want to wear this brand of clothing. And how bad that would be for your brand if that many people were publicly going out of their way to say, hey, this thing that they say that I'm doing, I'm not.
Yeah.
See, and I think Elon approaches everything aspirationally. He wants to be a cool kid. He's got enough money where he should just be a cool kid, and yet he's not.
No,
So he relates to all the people who also want to be a cool kid, and they're just not. So I'm going to give them a way to buy it, because that's what I want.
I agree with that too. I've seen him dance, and I'm not being funny when I say
that. I've seen him dance too.
I've seen him dance. I've seen him try to be cool in interviews. I've seen him he is the textbook dork who got made fun of in school. The only reason why he probably didn't get made fun of in school is because his parents had enough apartheid gem money to keep him from being made fun of. But he's just...
Apartheid gem money.
Yeah, that's what
his parents... No, I
know. Yeah. But, like, it's this thing of, like, why do... we were talking about this before off air. People give him so much credit. He has taken a $44 billion company, at least the valuation from other people say this, and he has chopped it more than in half. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, at what point do the people at Twitter come together and say, we need to get rid of him? There's got to be a way to get rid of him. They're stockholders.
And the Tesla.
Oh, no, there's not, because he bought the company. It's privately. Never mind. Forget that whole thing.
But the Tesla shareholders should be looking at him, too, because he's not doing that brand any good either.
And SpaceX.
844-967-2789. You can always call and or text from the 608. I've never been on Twitter, but old Ellie Baby had to crawl his way out of his daddy's apartheid emerald mine and through his own lithium mines to get to where he is. He is the epitome of the American dream.
Nepo baby.
Nepo baby.
Well, this reminds me a little bit of this story, and I want to be careful because I don't want to be mean. But as we've talked about, I spent some time living in San Francisco, Silicon Valley, and I'm not going to say my relation, someone close to me at one point who had been living in New York, somehow met someone who was like either in VC or high up at Google Ventures or something like that, but like
pretty well connected.
Well, someone who was like in the Silicon Valley world was important. And she got invited to a pool party that was in the South Bay, so like closer to Mountain View. And when she was in town, she made it. We had to all go out of our way to go to this pool party. In this, these tech guys were throwing this party, and she thought it was going to be this great opportunity to network.
Sure.
She, because my parents were in town, so she, made it, we have to go to this thing. She told my mom. She was like, it's really important for Kristen to be there. Like, she really, and I was like, I was rolling my eyes. I was like, I don't think this is going to be what you think it is. And we get there, and it's just guys trying to buy cool, being cool. And it was at a beautiful house, and there was a pool in the back, and they had bought, there was a DJ and stuff. But not only that, they had paid to fly women up from Los Angeles to attend their party.
This sounds like an episode of Silicon Valley.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Completely.
Yeah.
And I know because I talked to some of the girls, and it just was that reminder of impression, like doing the thing that you're, like these guys who just were, they finally got money and trying to impersonate
what it is to be hip. And to be in the in crowd. And it reminds me so much of, I say this as someone who literally did buy Twitter Blue, but for, I bought it for different reasons, but for the people who are like, I can finally get a blue check mark, and now you're late to the game because it's not cool.
Yeah. It's no longer cool. Yeah. You missed the cool window. Oh,
seeing people like just dunk on those who have the blue check mark now, who are trying to act as an authority on anything, is just some of the best chef's kiss Twitter that has ever been.
I have to sneak, how much time do we have? We'll come back with this and we'll talk about what's coming up at Laughing Tap. But someone was very shocked at the engagement rates that the guy who literally like created Nirvana was having. He's like, I don't understand, man. This is Ascos, Wisconsin.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. The Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear today with daytime highs approaching 62. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Lows dip down to about 40. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Highs around 61. Chance for scattered showers Saturday and Sunday, 54. Saturday, 47. Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one, they'll be standing in line.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And Jane, we didn't fill you in. I was going to try to put in two more words. Because what did I say? Loop-de-loo and kerfuffle?
And kerfuffle, yes.
And I failed terribly. Go ahead, Greg.
I challenge Kristen to say the two following words. Guff and quibble.
Ooh, quibble. I like quibble.
Quibble's good.
Quibble's good.
I missed both.
That's all right.
We got too caught up.
We can
start playing this game.
Tomorrow is another day.
Long shot.
Start picking words and seeing if I can fit it in. One of us can work it in. Maybe we can do a contest. Who can do it first?
I'll text you each words.
There we go. What the magic word is for the day.
Yep.
Or we can open it up to you at 844-967-2789. Obviously, it cannot be profanity.
What should tomorrow's word be?
Never mind.
Well, this is up to 844-967-2789. Give us a word. We'll see who can work it in first on tomorrow's show.
I like this game. All right. It's that time of the show on Wednesdays. What?
You said you were going to finish up with something.
Well, I kind of already said it.
Okay, never mind.
But I forgot. I think it's Steve Aline. He was a music engineer. He's been involved in all these different like bands. I think he's probably one of the music engineers for Nirvana.
Steve Albini.
Albini, thank you.
Oh, that, so guy's, he was in, that guy's a grump.
He was engaging with someone on Twitter, and no longer has a blue check mark. And some guy he was engaging with was like astonished by what his engagement rates were, with how many people were like his like to comment ratio or whatever. Because clearly this guy didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And Steve Albini was basically like, this is the funniest thing anyone's ever said about me. Like, that this is what you're picking up on and care about.
Oh, yeah. Steve Albini has no patience for any of that stuff. He hates everything. He hates everything.
Yeah.
He's so funny. He's been a grandpa for 30 years.
What's going on at Laughing Tap this weekend?
Oh, just tons of shows, Christian. Well, first of all, if you want to come to a great thing tonight, we've got the open mic tonight. Mm. If you want to try comedy for the first time, if you want to watch people doing comedy for the first time, or maybe, you know, watching vets honing the chops, that starts. Bar opens at 6. Sign up at 7. Show at 7:30. It's a fun time. We have a good time there. Wednesday at the Laughs on Tap open mic. And then this weekend, we don't have just one. We have two headliners.
What?
On Thursday, one night only, Mr. Michael Palasek returns to the Laughing Tap, and then Friday and Saturday, three shows, one Friday, two Saturday, Mr. Mo Mandel. Both have been seen on the Conan O'Brien. Michael has been on all of the major talk, all the late shows. Mo has been was on Chelsea lately like 40, 50 times. And we got clips for both of them. Can we run the clip of Michael Palasek, please?
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I told my mom, I remember she was very excited. She worries sometimes about stuff. Like, I remember one time she was like, Michael, promise me that if you ever become famous, that you won't become addicted to drugs. Mom, you don't have to be famous. I was flattered that in her mind, she thought I could become that famous, that I could have a celebrity overdose. Like, I would just love to be able to afford name brand allergy medication. If you ever find out that Michael Palasek snorted his money away, it wasn't cocaine, it was nasal decongestants. I have a girlfriend, she's great, her name's Sam. I think it works out because we're different personality-wise. Like, whenever we're hanging out, she'll just say whatever she's thinking all the time. And I like to say nice things.
I just love the nasal decongestants. He is, I was telling Jane before the show today, Michael is about, like, he is one of the nicest humans. He's a wholesome good boy. And he just has to be one of the funniest comics I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
He's just so unassuming. He doesn't act like he's funny. He is so funny. And he's that funny in real life. It's almost infuriating.
But isn't it nice, though, Greg, to find someone who really is the embodiment of all these good things? And that's actually who he is. That's absolutely really lovely.
He's a positive dude. Really, really sweet. Appreciative of being in the places he's at. The success he's had so far, and just really excited to have him back. And then, as I said before, so he will be there Thursday, tomorrow. Tickets are available, laughingtap.com. And if you want to come to a show on Friday or Saturday, we have Mr. Mo Mandel. Jane, we have a clip.
I'm actually Jewish, but I'm Jewish in kind of a weird way. Check it out. Face and hair, kind of excessively Jewy. Yeah. And I got the jock body, right? Kind of in between a Jew and a guy who drives by in a truck and yells, Jew. A little bit dreidel, a little bit methamphetamines right there. And I was actually doing some European comedy this year and I'm performing in Germany. You know what I found out? It is still very hard to be Jewish in Germany. Because it's expensive over there. The euro, I understand what my grandparents got the hell out of there. I really get it now. Makes sense? You know, it's hard to be Jewish in Germany because you want to hate everybody. You're walking around, these people killed my people. These people killed my people. Then after a day, you're like, these people dance to techno till 6 a.m. This place is awesome. You start out, these Nazi bastards. You bite into a sausage, everybody makes mistakes.
So that would be Mr. Mo Mandel coming to the Laughing Tap. One show Friday at 7:30, two shows on Saturday, 7:30 and 10. Tickets are also available. I can tell you the Saturday early show is selling fast. So laughingtap.com for all your comedy needs as far as the Laughing Tap goes. MilwaukeeComedy.com for all the remote shows happening all over the city. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Fun weekend.
Yeah.
We love it. How did the Charlie Byrne show go?
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.